Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 943 of Ask Pat, and the last episode here in August 2017. If you've been listening for a while, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Make sure you hit subscribe, and if this is your first episode, you are awesome. You should also subscribe if you haven't already. So click that subscribe button. You'll get these episodes to you 5 days a week. And you can go in the backlog, too, and listen to anything that's relevant to you. That's how I would recommend going through the show, not just listening to every single one, although I know there are a lot of you who do that, and I love you for that. But I would listen to the ones that seem to be relevant to your situation, your business, your life. So today we have a great question coming in from Kate, but before we get to that, I just want to say one more time, just, hey, thanks. It's been an awesome year so far. A few launches in the bag, a couple more coming up, and we have some event-related things coming up too. I'm just really excited and can't thank you enough for it. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Now, here's today's question from Kate.
Hey, Pat. Kate Doster here from katedoster.com, and I've got a question for you about virtual summits. So I know 2015 and 2016, virtual summits or virtual conferences were all of the rage because it was the quickest way to build your email list, earn extra revenue by selling the replays and additional bonuses, and of course, connecting with influencers and your heroes. But I am wondering now, in 2017, do you still think that virtual summits, especially in the marketing and business niche, are viable, or do you just think that they're overplayed and overdone? I would love to hear your response, and I can't wait to send you an Instagram pic of me and the kids wearing the Ask Pat t-shirt. Bye.
Hey, Kate, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate you, and we'll definitely get that Ask Pat shirt to you. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But to answer your question, virtual summits and conferences, in many niches, they are still going very well. I've done some interviews with people who have done them in the scrapbooking niche, other people who have done them in the fashion space, and they are going really, really well because a lot of people aren't really used to seeing those things, and a lot of things are now going online that weren't there before. However, in the entrepreneurship, online business, you know, be your own boss, and even the personal development space, it is kind of slowing down, it seems. That being said, I do know of, I do know a couple that are coming up, but only big names are kind of putting them on. I know before it was kind of a thing that anybody could do and put together and get influencers to come on and kind of be a part of it and to share as an affiliate and to grow your list and to even make money at the same time. And that would be a great way to pay your speakers or, you know, the influencers who come in and talk. But it's becoming harder and harder. I think a lot of people aren't getting as much value out of attending them. You know, I don't know if it's our short time spans or people are just now realizing just how great it is to go in person. And when you think about it, you know, conferences are great, not only for the information, right, but for the networking, for the interactions, for the drinks at night with, you know, the people you hang out with and the people who you've just met, who you get a vibe with, and the dance parties, or at least that's for me. But you don't get that in the virtual summit, right? So you lose that really important part of why people come together. I even Social Media Examiner, they used to put on a virtual summit every year, and they don't do that anymore. They're focusing on the in-person conference now. I used to speak at that virtual event, and now because they don't have that, I'm still speaking for them, but only at the live conference every year here in San Diego. By the way, I hope you can all attend next year. Social Media Marketing World is the name of the event. It's here in San Diego. I'm going to be doing some special meetups and stuff for all the SPI crew, and it'll be a lot of fun. So anyway, are they viable? Yes. Are they as strong as they were? No. And I think they're on the way out. But like a lot of things that are on the way out and kind of go away for a while, they could come back. And I imagine if I were to predict in the future, say 5 years, virtual summits and conferences are going to come back because there will be ways to implement that social aspect into it. Virtual reality or augmented reality will be a part of that. And we'll see where it goes from there. So don't count it out for good. But right now, I wouldn't focus on that. Now, that being said, the cool thing about a virtual summit, like a conference, is unlike a conference, it's easy to test. They're both easy to test. Sell tickets ahead of time. If you get people interested, awesome. If not, well, that's not going to happen. Now, unlike in-person conferences, you don't have to book a room and have people travel and book a block of hotel spaces. Virtual summits are much easier, and so therefore you can probably, Kate, validate this first up front and see if it's actually something people want by selling tickets for it. And if you get to a certain amount, move forward. If not, pull back. There you go. So there you go, Kate. Thank you so much for the question today. Regarding that t-shirt, I don't know how many kids you have, but let us know and maybe we can get a shirt for each of them. Even if you have like 12 kids or John and Kate plus 8. You're not the John and Kate from John and Kate plus 8, right? No, you're not. But anyway, we'll get a shirt for yourself and your kiddos, and we'll make that happen. My assistant who hears this and who will contact you, we'll work it out together. But anyway, thank you again so much for the question. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And we got a really cool quote today from Miles Davis, jazz, and I used to listen to him all the time. Anyway, his quote is, "Don't play what's there, play what's not there." It's so deep. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.